Switchgrass could be the next big crop. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, switchgrass is a native perennial grass in North America, and it's getting much more attention these days because of the potential bioenergy capabilities.
The farming community is always looking for another crop to grow, and we're hoping that switchgrass can be another crop that they'll find financial gains in. And they'll do that by growing the grass and converting it to an energy source.
Dr. Burton English is an ag economist with the University of Tennessee, and he believes farmers could take advantage of this crop by converting some of their crop acreage to switchgrass.
Switchgrass is a native grass to the eastern United States, all of which Nebraska, as a matter of fact. But it grows especially well in Tennessee. It's a warm season grass that grows, well, we recorded up to, I believe, 10 tons per acre yield in sample plots at Knoxville test sites.
Now, studies by UT have shown that if farmers would have switched some of their traditional row crop acreage to switchgrass between 1996 and 2000, during a time of those depressed commodity prices, they could have earned much more money on switchgrass. Well, this month, UT Ag Economist and the Tennessee Ag Statistics Services are sending out surveys to farmers to assess producer attitudes about this energy-producing crop.
What we're trying to do is find out what it will take to move commercial land into switchgrass. There's a lot of debate on whether farmers will do it or not, and we're trying to figure out exactly what Tennessee farmers are willing to do.
Now, English says completing the questionnaire will only take about 15 minutes, and all individual responses will be kept confidential. Switchgrass can be co-fired with coal to produce electricity, or it can be converted into a liquid fuel such as ethanol. Now, UT has 5 West Tennessee counties where they'll have trial runs of switchgrass grown this summer. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.